Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. Who am I today? Do you ever have one of those days? Because you really don't know. I am a freedom and life coach. A conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, their fears, their limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams. Self-love and self-acceptance. I have come to understand unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And so I stand in unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to just be. You can learn more about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedling.com. There's lots of information there, so feel free to look around and see if you can't find answers to some of your questions there. Okay, so these shows are about whatever it is you guys decide they're about. You can call and ask a question about anything, and I will tap in with guidance and give you whatever answers I am guided to give. So this really is your time for you. So feel free to give me a call. And the number is 646-5045. I think after all these years, I know that number. Okay, we will go to our first caller from area code 646. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, do you hear me?
Yes, I do. Do you hear me?
Yes. Hi, this is Julius calling. I have a question as to if Jesus will forgive me for stealing money from my grandmother.
Now, Julius, we've already had things about what Jesus will and will not forgive. You already know that you are forgiven for everything, that there is absolutely nothing that Jesus is holding against you. So it's just up to you to actually forgive yourself. And it really doesn't matter what it is you did. And you can go down that whole list of things that you've done wrong. But there's nothing on that list that would not be forgiven. And that's it. There's really nothing. that Jesus will not forgive. So why don't you just forgive yourself and move on with your life and decide what it is that you actually want to experience, who you really want to be. It's time for you to open up yourself and to start creating a life that you love living. And that will just make such a huge difference for you in every aspect of your existence. So I strongly encourage you to do that. And right now I'm sending healing energy to help you to let go whatever it is you need to let go of. Whatever it is that drives you to make these phone calls and ask the same questions over and over and over, but not actually listen to the answers. So this healing energy is about helping you change your way of thinking, your way of being, open you up to the love that is within you, and to start creating a new life, a life that you can truly, truly love. And I hope that that helps. And thank you for calling. Okay. So it's another beautiful, beautiful day. And it really is a wonderful day here in Oklahoma. The sun is shining. It's breezy because it's fall and it's Oklahoma and the wind just loves to blow. And that's just what we expect. But I know that this is a wonderful, incredible day because I am creating for my day to be. That's one of the things that I've learned in all of the work that I've done is that I don't have to settle anymore. I can actually create, and I create my life, and I create the experiences, and I create my reactions to them. And so I don't have to live in fear of who's going to call, what's going to happen, what's the show going to be like, and other fears that I might have had in the past. I let go. And it's wonderful to stand in my power to actually accept myself and my life and to create what I am experiencing. Okay, we have another caller from area code 809. Let's see who this is. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Julius calling. I have a question for you about Jesus and forgiveness.
Is this a new question,
yes.
Julius, or is this the same old kinds of questions that you always ask? And is this going to involve sodomy and feces and all of that kind of stuff, or is this a legitimate question?
No, this is a legitimate question. It won't involve sodomy. It won't involve feces or any of those things.
Okay, what's your question?
I went to my church, and I went to have confession, and the priest, he gave me a hand release. Will Jesus forgive us for that?
Well, I'm sorry, Julius, but this is the same old kind of question you always ask. The answer is the same as it always is. Everything is forgiven. Now, I understand why you'd want to have your priest be the one that you have sexual relations with, but it's your choice. I'm not Catholic, so it doesn't bother me. But you really want to start looking at your life and what's actually important to you and what it is you want to create. And let go of that desire to be the bad boy. That's what your guidance is calling you, that you have this desire to be the bad boy, to be the one that's always seen as problems, causing problems for other people, causing problems for yourself mostly, because this is actually keeping you from really moving forward in your life. And if you want to stay stuck in this, and that's your choice, and it doesn't bother me at all because it's your life that you're creating this trauma and drama in. But please, really look at your life and decide what's actually important to you. And stop just following the same routine that you've been following now for so long. You really do deserve better, Julius. You really do. So let yourself have a better life. And again, you are being flooded with what you accepted is your choice. Nobody else can make you change. Nobody else can make anybody change. We each have the freedom to create who we are being in every moment. And part of learning that is learning to let go. Letting go of what you've been past, what you've experienced, what you've believed. Letting go that is ever away. So we have the freedom to do that. And no matter how long you've been in your pattern, or how big your pattern is, you can let go. You can begin to make changes in your life. You can begin to open up to the truth of who you are. And I encourage each and every one of you to do that. To start opening up, letting go, moving forward, knowing that you have the power to change. And you know, this has been such a phenomenal thing in my life for years now. But the changes I've been making, that's part of the wonderfulness about life, is that when you start making changes and you start opening up to being more than you've ever been, you can find yourself making changes easier. Because you are the one who is opening up more and more to allowing yourself to change. And the more you allow it, the more it's going to happen. So if you are feeling stuck in life, the best thing you can do is to start making changes. And I'm not talking about changes in your external world, like, you know, quitting your job or moving to a new city or something like that. I'm talking about changes within you, change within your own mind, changing the things that you think, the things that you believe, changing who you believe you are, changes that will actually allow you to move forward in becoming that beautiful person that you were created to be. And we each came here with specific things that we wanted to. And if you're not one, you actually had any choice about anything before, that's fine. But I believe that we did actually have a choice, that we actually chose who we were going to be, who our parents were going to be, who our siblings were going to be. It was all some big agreement that everybody had. And then we come here and we start experiencing this life. And we start learning the lessons that we intended to learn. And sometimes we decide that we don't want to learn those lessons. And that's fine. You can change your mind anytime you want. There are some people who decide that they want to learn anything. And so they go through life just doing the same things over and over and over and getting the same results over and over and over and wondering why they can't move ahead in life, but they're not willing to change. We don't really expect your life to be any different. We have the freedom to create who we are. We are creating who we are in every moment of our existence. And there's nobody else that you need to blame for anything in your life, no matter what it is that happened or when it happened or who did it. Look within yourself. Look at what you are learning. Look at what you are thinking. Look at what you are doing. Make the changes that need to be made to yourself, because that is who you are responsible for, and that is where your power lies. You really can't change the world, but you can change you. And by changing you, you are in the world, because you have an impact on everything and everyone. That's why guidance says that we are more powerful than we realize. because of that inner connection. That inner connection, and we realize that we have. So if you really want to make a difference in your life and in the world, start with you. Start changing your life. Open up the truth of who you are. And let go of those habits and those patterns. Okay, let's go to our caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Julius again. Actually, I've been working part-time in a juice bar, and I've been urinating in the apple juice.
And Julius is still not ready to make any changes to his life, so we'll just let him continue to be who he's being. And we'll just ask God to watch over the people who might drink that apple juice. Okay. I find life is so funny. And that people can be so amusing. You know, there are some people who do and say things to see if they can get a reaction out of other people. And that's why they do it. They... because there are a lot of really open, so they are thinking they have to do something wrong in order to get that attention. And they have to figure out how to do jail. I hope. And so they in order to see the attention of those actions. They are valued. And I don't really feel any pity or anything for these people. That's just the way that they are living their lives. But you do have a choice, and you can make a change, and things can be different. But in order for that to happen, you have to make that choice. You have to let go of how you've been. You have to let go of those beliefs that you have to be the bad one, that you have to do something wrong in order for somebody else to actually pay attention to you. And there's lots of healing energy going out to everyone as I'm saying these words. Because we really do have all of that love that is being given to us in every moment. Whether we realize it or not, it is there. And it's there for each and every one of us. Because we really are loved. And we are given the tools to create beautiful, amazing, wonderful lives. And we are also being shown those tools. So open up to who you are. Open up to who you are being. Open up to the change that you want to experience in your life. And we'll go to our next caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Julius again. Will Jesus forgive me for posting a video of me and my wife having sexual intercourse on the...
Well, of course he will. And I'm sure the people who watch that video will be more than happy that you posted it, because that might be what they actually want to see. So you're actually doing a service to the world, Julius. You really do have a choice, Julius. So if you ever decide to change, remember that. You really do have a choice. Things do not have to be the way that they have been in the past. You can let go. You can move forward. And you can have the freedom to create your life. And I suppose in some ways you are creating your life, and you're creating it exactly the way you want it to be. I'm not sure why you're making this choice, but hey, I don't have to understand. It's your life. It's your choice. So be yourself. And if being yourself means that you have to call have questions about whether or not Jesus will forgive acts that you have done. Well, I suppose that's just you being you. And again, there are lots of love and forgiveness energy in all of the words that I am saying. So Julius is actually being a benefit to all of us, because all of this love and all of the healing energy is pouring forth because Julius is being Julius. So there's really no need for anybody to be upset with Julius being Julius, because he's giving us all this beautiful opportunity to experience more love. I think that's one of the reasons why guidance always is talking about letting go of judgments, letting go of the belief that this is good and this is bad and all of that kind of stuff, because that actually limits us. It's like the calls from Julius, and he's asking these questions about different actions that are considered to be wrong in our society. And as he's asking these questions, then you all are getting all of this love and all of this guidance from the words that are coming forth too. It's a better understanding of ourselves and an understanding of Julius. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 111. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yes, it's
Jane. I'm fabulous and grateful.
Well, that's wonderful. So what can I do for you today?
Probably a lot.
Okay,
as always.
I need to narrow it down a lot.
Okay. I can handle that, I'm sure. I'm preparing meetups and going on tour I'm ready to present myself to the world at large. And any insight as to my journey and my journey and removal of any mental and psychological obstacles that need to be just dissolved.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because, you know, as soon as you started talking, Callie came forward, and she's standing there, and she's just waiting. Apparently, she has a message for you. So, all right. So, let's see what she wants to say. Here we go. My beloved one, you are so powerful and so beautiful, and your heart. Oh, the light that shines forth from your heart is just amazing. It is amazing how you are lighting up the whole world. We want you to understand that you don't need to be worried about any old beliefs, any old blocks, any old anything. Because as you are opening up your heart more and more, you are also letting go. It's a natural part of the process. We encourage everyone to do the releasing because that opens their heart. Your heart is beautifully open, but there is more that it can open. And so we want you to focus on opening your heart, because then you will naturally be letting go. But so it's kind of a shift in the way that you are thinking. What it is you are going to be doing, what it is that you are moving forward with in life. We want you to look at it from the aspect of how can I make this opening experience possible? for yourself as well as for others. And let your heart shine forth. You have the most beautiful light to share with the world. And it is blazing forth. But don't think that you will ever reach a point where it can't get any brighter, because there is no point where it can't get brighter. And as you are opening more and more to that love that is within you, you are letting go of everything. And we do mean everything. Because you are beginning to stand in your truth and in your power. So continue to let your heart shine. Continue to open up more and more. So you're strong. And this is your choice. We are right beside you always. Always. You are loved. Okay, and they're showing me an image of you, and there's this huge goddesses. there's over 300,000 of them, so I have no idea where all their names are, but they're all right there with you. Yeah, it's just it's huge. So you're definitely not alone, so keep opening your heart more to that love.
Wow.
Well, how does that feel?
Amazing. You know, one of those times when the tears of joy are ready to flow from my eyes with much gratitude to Kali and how many did you say? 300,000? 300,000.
Yeah.
And Goddess Barbara Grace Reynolds, my sister. Accept that, beloved. Accept that. And I have another question.
Okay.
It's about, I was going through my computer and work that I've done, audios that I've done, writings that I've done, began to say, okay, I'm ready. And with that, I foresee the future of me with my books and my audios, in addition to the YouTube. I foresee that. So any clarity beside my casting my spells through my spelling properly and my grammar and having that in order, any, 300,000, I'm like, ooh, wow. Plus Barbara Grace Reynolds, goddess. Yes. Anything else?
So actually, as we're talking, I was seeing an image, and this image is of you, the book. It's, what did they used to call them? They used to call them kind of coffee table books. They're big books, and they have beautiful pictures, and they have your words next to a picture. So it's like your works of art, and then the words connected with that, so that people are getting the visual impact of the energy and the written impact of the energy. And if they read it out loud, then that gives them even more of an impact of the energy. And this is a way for you to spread that beautiful energy out into the world. And I'm seeing it as an actual book and not just an e-book, although they say it can be an e-book, but the impact would not be as great because the screen size would be limited. And this is a big book. It's
maybe paperback that. We can show the images. This is a big one of those. Because it's so big. That's what I'm seeing. And the energy from this book is like amazing. So I don't know if you had been thinking about something like that, but that's what they're showing me.
I was going PDF and I had witnessed someone who has created something that I found very beautiful and magnetizing in the PDF form. I hadn't the actual book itself. Of course, should be an offshoot of it. So no, that wasn't where my head was at. But I can expand in that horizon. Why not? Because as you were speaking, I could see some of my work. Beyond pictures of me, some of my work and words, and it's giving me even more insight as to the format of the book, which has been a challenge for me. Which way to go? Left, right, up, down? I can thank you once again for your blessings and your love.
Well, you are welcome, and they're still showing me this book, and they're showing me it's on the coffee table, and someone is leafing through it, and if you wanted to set it up as kind of a daily, you know, turn to the next page and get the message, although I'm not getting, you know, that it's supposed to be, 365 different messages and images. It's more of a, actually it's more like 120 pages, that's what I'm hearing, but it's more of a daily growth kind of, the energy that they get every day just makes their life better. So, you know, when they reach the end, they just go back to the beginning and start over again, or they can a day when they've had a really bad day at work and they come home and they're like, ah, life sucks. And they open your book and everything changes.
Well, all right now.
Then
everything changes. Okay. What'd you say? Whoa, well now.
I told you you're powerful.
I am looking forward to seeing this book and being a part of it and reading it myself. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels incredible. So.
Wow. I'm going to bow out gracefully with this energy.
Okay.
Ooh, give thanks, and wow, as always, you gave more than I expected.
You need to just let go of those expectations and just live life to the fullest.
What did you say? You broke up.
Those expectations and just live life.
Okay. You still broke up, but that's okay. I got the energy of it, the essence of it. And
I think it's those 300 goddesses and all of their energy.
It's 300 and not 3,000? How many? Did you add 300 to the 3,000? Doesn't really matter.
It was 300,000.
300,000. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. But just saying the 300,000 and then 300, that brings it to a 33 in my perception, and we know that 33 is that Nestor number.
Why they had me say it this way.
Surely. 300,000. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Me and my crew. My companions are going to. Beautiful. Beautiful. Keep on keeping on.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, giving me my dose of a queen.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure and honor. For sure. Namaste. I love it.
Namaste. Okay. Caller from 6-7-8. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Julie. What won't Jesus forgive me for?
Well, basically, Julius, there is absolutely nothing that Jesus won't forgive me for because he doesn't against you. I know that we're taught in different religions that we commit sins and that, you know, God's writing them down in a big book, which would be a complete and utter waste of time. But if there is no right and there is no wrong, then there's nothing that you need to be forgiven for, ever. So that's basically the answer he has. There's nothing that you would not be forgiven for. And you can think of the most horrendous crimes that were ever committed by anyone, anytime. They've already been forgiven. They were never held against anyone. And things who are part of our lives. People are the ones who tend to hang on to things. And hang on to resentments and grudges and, oh my gosh, you did that wrong and all of those other things. That's people. That our Creator is truly unconditional. And in order for you to not be forgiven, there would have to be a condition. And if the love is unconditional, there is not a condition, ever. Oh. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 413. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Julia. So I had sex with a pygmy horse and I burned my wife's house down, so Jesus will forgive me for that?
And I've already told you that, yes, you'll be forgiven for everything means everything. You can call them and ask them just posing what different questions, and the answer will always be the same. You are forgiven for everything. You cannot mention anything that would not be forgiven. That is what unconditional love is all about. They prefer to be unconditional. There can't be any conditions. So please, don't call me and ask me 1,000 questions about conditions. Because that's just of your time, and people don't really want to hear that. So just accept the fact that you are forgiven for everything. And everything does mean everything. Okay, let's see if this is getting through to Julius. Hi, who's this?
Oh,
hello?
Hey, how you doing? This is Sam from New York. How's it going today?
I'm doing great. How's it going for you?
Oh, no complaints. No complaints. It's Friday, Easter weekend. I got no complaints on Fridays.
Oh, good. So what can I do for you today?
Oh. I just was curious if you saw, well, I've been trying to bring a new job / abundance / career pivot into fruition. So I got a little ritual. at night with my ancestral altar, speaking to my guides, archangels, looking for some intuition, just a little synchronicity. I was wondering if you saw anything opening up or you had any advice for me.
Okay, let me see what they're showing me. Well, they're showing me that your path is opening. And in some ways, it's becoming more defined because you are actually really thinking about what it is you want in your life. And that's an important part of our creating our experiences because it's based on our intentions. So when you know what you are intending, that allows your guidance to be even more helpful in creating your intentions. So they say that you are doing a good job of really making that choice about what you really want things to look like, to feel like, to be for you. And so they're saying keep up the good work on doing that and connecting with them because that just opens you up to more and more of their assistance. It means that
okay.
You are ready for these changes. And they say, keep up that good work because you're doing a great job.
I am elated to hear that. Okay.
And who is this? Archangel Gabriel. Okay, Archangel Gabriel is saying, well, he knows he's doing a great job. So... But you're getting a thumbs up. That's good.
Got it. Okay, cool. So I will continue. That's encouraging. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, keep up the good work. King of
Dirt. You got it. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and all right, guidance has a message for everyone now, and so here is a message. I'm sorry, I started reading a message in chat instead of going where I was supposed to be going. Okay, here is the message that Archangel Michael wants to share with everyone. When we encourage you to do what your heart is calling for you to do, it is part of you coming into your power. It is part of you opening up to your power. We realize that for many of you, this is often the most difficult part for you to actually accept that you have power. How insignificant you are, how you cannot have what you desire, how you're not good enough. And we want you to know that all of those statements are not true. Not true for any of you, no matter what your life is like, no matter what your struggles are, no matter what your situations are. The truth is, you are powerful. And the power is within you. And when you start opening up to that power, opening up to the right that you have to create your life the way you truly want it to be, everything begins to change. And these changes are happening even if you don't see them, they are still happening. So we want each of you to know you are powerful. You are so much more than you've ever been taught to believe. And no matter where you are on your path, no matter how phenomenal it does get better. So open up to yourself, open up to your life and all that you are becoming. You are loved. Okay, so that's what Archangel Michael wanted to share with everyone. And now I have this bedroom, and yes, I had problems getting onto bar. I called in 3 or 4 times before it would actually accept that. So I don't know what the thing is with Blog Talk today. Maybe Mercury's in retrograde or something. Okay. Question is, do I see Karen letting you into her Facebook group? It sounds stupid, but it's been bothering me on how she acts friendly to me when we talk, but then I feel she blows me up when I email her. I get a feeling I make her uncomfortable, so I know it's her insecurities and not, but I can help feel angry if she doesn't give back. Okay, so let me see what they're saying about Karen. Well, actually, they've already shifted it, and they're not saying anything about Karen. They're saying it about you. So why is it important to you that Karen accept you? Because you are not accepting yourself. Why aren't you accepting yourself? Okay, this is clicking on your insecurities. So let's do a little bit of healing work about your insecurities. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing your insecurities? Releasing any beliefs that you are not good enough, that you are not enough, that it's important for you to be accepted by Karen or anybody else, that that's important in your life, because it's not important in your life. This is just a reminder of how you feel about you. So this divine infinity healing energy is going in and opening you up to yourself. And it's releasing all those insecurities that you've been hanging on to, thinking about, that you were taught, all that stuff that is not true and that you really don't need in your life anymore. It's coming up. All let go. And to let go of any anger or resentment, any judgments that you formed about care, her reactions to Facebook or words or messages or anything. They are letting you out of that energy. And they're taking it away because you don't need it. And it's gone. And so they are opening your heart, letting yourself, opening your heart to accepting yourself. And accepting Karen and however she is being, and realizing that however Karen is being is not about you. So it really does make a difference in your life. You can be your friend or not, you can talk to her or not. It's not Karen that's important for you. It's you that's important for you. So it's bringing you more and more to the love of yourself, to the acceptance of yourself, to your moving forward in your own life and loving yourself. And so if you're willing to accept all of that, say yes. Your heart is saying yes, 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 yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. Okay, now let me see if you've been saying anything on the chat room, and you have. Okay, this was someone who was friendly, and now I feel upset that I shared so much personal info with her. I feel wronged by her. Oh, why on earth would you give her the upper hand? Why would you give her your power? Stop that. Take your power back. Uh, Okay, remember your instructions with her and get mad. So basically you're saying that she is not living up to your expectations, which you know she's not required to do. Yeah, this is about you actually taking back your power. It's not about what she thinks, what she feels. You don't actually have to give anyone your power, even if they're doing healing work on you. It's like right now, while I'm doing this work on you, I don't want your power. I just want you to be open to allowing these changes in your life. I don't ask for your power. You're not giving anything to me. This is about you. This is about you opening up to you, you accepting yourself. I may be tapping into your inner being. I'm not taking your power. There's a huge difference there. So you don't have to give someone your power. You can give them your permission to work on you, but that does not give them your power. Your power is yours. They have power of their own. They don't need to take yours. And so if you are working with someone who is doing, feel that they're draining your power, you need to stop them, because that is not doing healing work on you. It is actually taking your energy, and healing should not take your energy. It leaves you feeling better, lighter, freer. It should not leave you feeling drained and empty. So if it does, then that is not healing. You're actually being one of those, you know, lovely energy vampires who are always looking for someone to feed them. So, your power. Your power is yours. Yours to build, yours to create with. And don't need your power. She's okay. I regret going to the last couple of times, as I knew I was not good anymore. I didn't listen to my intuition and stop my action. I thought I'd overlook my feelings towards her. I've done this before. It's a mistake. Okay, so okay, this is what your guidance is saying. When you go to a healer, you are going to release. That is the basis of the healing, to help you to release those thoughts, those judgments, those beliefs that are holding you back in your life. And releasing those thoughts, beliefs, feelings is how people make changes. Even when they are dealing with something that has physical aspects, such as an illness or a misalignment in their body, it is still based in those thoughts, those beliefs, those feelings. And so it is by changing those that are changing your life. A healer should be tapping into the energy of Source, the energy of the divine. They should have an unlimited supply of energy, so they do not need to take it from the people that they are working on. If you are working with a healer that is taking your energy, that healer really needs to do some work on healing themselves. They should be the focus of their life. Is yours. And you have an unlimited choose to, but you can also keep your power to yourself and use it for creating your life. That's you're not here to save the world. You're here to create yourself. You don't need to give everything to anyone else. Even in love relationships, people are often giving themselves away to what they love. That's not actually love. That's looking at fears. when you truly love someone from your heart, you both grow and get stronger and more beautiful. It's not a matter of one of you supporting the other, giving all of your powers to the man. This makes me a good person. No, it doesn't. Love is mutual. Love is unending. And this is any kind of love at all, for anyone at all. Do not give your power away. It's not needed. Accept that you deserve your own power. Okay, so that's what they're saying. And if you feel like that, you know, she's taking your energy, then an even bigger reason for you to just it's about you. Okay. So you think it's from a childhood wound that has you continuing to go to someone, even though you know that that's not the someone that you need to go to. I don't know what's wrong with my phone today. I did everything I needed to do so that it could work perfectly. Okay. Try something. All right. Okay, so I've adjusted it a little, so I hope that this makes it easier for people to hear me without me breaking up. Okay, so guidance wants to do some work on your childhood wound that you were mentioning. Okay, so here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for healing your inner child? Bringing your power back to you from all of the people that you've given it to throughout your life. Letting all of your power flow back into you. And letting other people's power that's been sticking with you go back to them. This is allowing you to be 100% you. To live your life fully in your own body. To create what is right for you. So this divine infinity healing is now sorting through all of the energy in your life and sending away what does not belong to you and taking back what does belong to you and bringing you back into alignment with your own soul, with your own higher self, with your own heart. And that little wounded child within you is being healed. She's getting her power back too. She's being detached from the fears, from the worries, from the anxieties, from all of that stuff that she was hanging on to. All of that is being unhooked from her. So that she has the freedom to move, to laugh, to play, to stand, to do whatever it is she wants to do. And to know that life is actually good. And if you are willing to accept this new way of being, this way where you know who you are, and you know you are powerful and that it is okay for you to be powerful. It is okay for you to keep your power. If you're ready to accept all of that, say yes. And your heart is definitely saying yes. And so take 3 nice deep breaths. Boy. Okay, stuff is going on in you now. All right, let me know how that feels. It's like this clearing thing is going on. All right. Wonderful. So just let yourself continue to let go of everything that's leaving you. And remember, if it's leaving, that means you can let it go. You don't need to bring it back. And just, you're moving forward in your life, and it's, your life is going to be changing in big and small ways. So you're coming more and more into yourself, which is absolutely beautiful and wonderful and amazing. Let that happen. Just let yourself let go and be comfortable in your own skin. Yeah, that is awesome. Oh, I'm so glad that you can feel it. I can feel it too. It's like, oof. You know, sometimes I'm wondering, you know, am I feeling somebody else's energy or is this my energy that I'm feeling? So in me, it feels like there's a bunch of stuff getting cleared out of my head. So I don't know if it's a combination of the two of us or what it is, but it does feel good. Yeah. And, you know, the more you let go, the better your life becomes. Because it's when we hold on to things, when we stuff things inside of us, that we're actually creating the problems that we have. When we open up and let go, we're bringing in freedom. Ooh, that just took a huge whatever it was out of you. So just breathe deeply and just let go. Okay, so you want to know if I get the clearings when I do them. Actually, everyone who is listening gets the clearings when I do them. So even though I didn't say it, if I'm doing work on someone and I get to the point where I say, if you want to say yes, anyone who says yes will get the benefits of the work. So if you, you know, you find yourself saying yes and you're thinking, oh, she's not even talking to me, why am I saying yes? You're saying yes because there's a part of you that knows that if you say yes, this will impact you as well. So the work that I do is not just on one person. It's on whoever is accepting it. And yeah, it does have an effect on me too. And I find it interesting the things that come to me to be worked on. And a lot of times I can look at them and see, yeah, this is something that I needed to work on in my own life. It may not be exactly like what they're experiencing, but I can see a connection. So that's one of the reasons why I do these shows. It's not just about helping other people. It's also about helping me, because we all deserve to have a better life. And so if you have questions about your life and you're in the chat room and you're a guest and you can't type, then if you can get Blog Talk to accept your call, give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Because you really do deserve a better life. And it really can start happening right away. So don't put off your life. And that's what we tend to do. We tend to put it off thinking, okay, someday I will change. Someday I will allow things to get better. someday. Well, this is someday, so do it now. You know, things come up in our lives to remind us. They come up to remind us of who we are and that we do actually get to make choices, that we do actually get to create what we want to experience. But sometimes we have to let go of a lot of stuff before we can get to the point where we can see that we are creating what we want, because we have all of these beliefs that say you can't, you don't, you shouldn't, and all of that other crap that's just crap. That's what it is. So why on earth do we hang on to crap? You know, it's like those hoarders on those shows, and they hang on to everything and they stack it and they throw it and they just don't let it go because they think that they have to have that. That's actually important to them. And then one day they wake up and realize that their life is overrun with crap. How can you have a beautiful life if it's just full of crap? You've got to let the crap go. And you find that the ones who do actually do the work and letting go of the thoughts and beliefs that have them believing that they needed all of that crap, the ones who are actually making the internal changes, not just cleaning up their houses, they actually change their lives. They actually become happy. So that's what's possible for each and every one of us. But it's not just about clearing up the external things. It's about looking within you, looking at what you believe, looking at what you are creating. So you really are more powerful than you know. And your life does not have to be full of crap. Whatever the crap is, you can let it go. And guidance is telling me to remind you that crap could be physical illness, because all of that comes from your thinking as well. We don't actually get sick because, you know, bacteria come and invade our body and blah, blah, blah. It's actually based on what we believe. If we believe that we are not allowed to be healthy, that we have to get sick, that we have to get the flu, that we have to catch a cold, that we have to do battle against the elements to protect ourselves from being sick, which is another way of you saying that you are supposed to be sick, then you get to be sick. You really are creating that yourself. And I'm not just talking about the cold and the flu. I'm talking about any kind of physical ailment, as simple as a hangnail or as complicated as stage 4 cancer. It all starts with what you believe. And I'm not saying you should go out there and tell everybody who has any kind of illness that if they change their thoughts, they would instantly heal, because it's really more complicated than that. For some people, it is that simple. But for most people, it's layers of thoughts, layers of beliefs that they've had throughout their lifetimes. And it's not just one thought. We are so much more intricate than we know. And in some ways, we are so much more simple than we know. So when you start doing the work on healing yourself, on changing your life, that's why it's important to continue to do the work. It's not just a one time and suddenly your life is perfect. It takes a lot of effort on your part to actually allow yourself to evolve, to change. That's why I do the group calls on Tuesday nights, and every week it's a different issue that we're dealing with. And this all builds on itself over time. And it's amazing the things that I hear from the people who are part of that group, and they talk about the changes that they are seeing in their lives as they are opening up more and more to having their lives change. And it's happening. It's not something where you go to one class and suddenly, poof, your life is whole, totally different. It's a consistent effort on your part to let go of your old way of thinking. And that's what I've been doing in my own life now for years. And I was looking at some intentions that I wrote about my life 4 or 5 years ago. And I can see how my life has changed so much. How I've moved along on those intentions, you know. And the intentions were not for some specific thing to happen by some specific time. They were actually about loving and accepting myself and allowing my life to change and allowing things to get better and better and to have that kind of relationship with myself that is really important for a person to have, where I actually love and value me. I can't tell you how important that is. So if you really want to make some huge change in your life and start loving and valuing yourself, that will bring enormous change. It'll open you up to so much more than you've ever been open to before. So remember, this is your life and these are your choices, and you are creating whatever it is you are choosing to create. And if you find that you are not able to create what you choose to create, then look at what it is you believe. Find those beliefs that you have that limit you and let them go. And if you need help doing that, get help. But remember that if someone is helping you to heal, they are also listening to you. They are not telling you, I know all of the answers. You don't need to say a word. I know exactly what needs to be done. And that makes it seem like you don't even need to be there. This is your healing. You have the right to say whatever it is you need to say. And they should be checking in with you to see how you are feeling, to see if this is working, to see if it's connecting with you. So if you find a healer that doesn't listen, then go find a different one. Because you work as a team, and you are just as important in that team as the healer is. We often get taught that we are looking for someone who is going to wave their magic wand and fix our life, and that's not going to happen. It's not supposed to happen. Life is about learning. It's about lessons. How can you learn anything if somebody else can just wave a magic wand and poof, your life is perfect? What's the lesson in that for you, other than that you really don't matter? Because if they can do all that work and you don't have to do anything, then why are you even there? You're there because your life is your life. And you are important in your life. So don't ever let anyone tell you that you're not. You deserve a wonderful life. But you have to accept that you deserve that in order to create it. And you have to let go of those beliefs that say that you don't deserve it. But it's your choice. It's your life. And you are creating it. Even if you don't believe you are, you still are. Okay. I think I've run out of things that I'm supposed to say today. And the lines are open, so if anyone in the chat room wants to call in, 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. This is your chance to ask those questions that you have about your life. Why keep putting it off? Accept that you have a right to get answers, to get answers from your guidance, to get answers that are beyond the answers that your own mind comes up with. There is so much more to you than just that mind, than just that body. We are so much more than we really know. So it's time for you to open up to you, to open up to your ability to make changes in your life, because that is what's important. And that's what you're here for. You're not here to save the world. You're here to accept yourself. All right. I will be back on Tuesday morning with Morning with Jesus with DC Love. So if you want channeled messages from Jesus, then join us on Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Time. I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful weekend. And if you are into Easter and all of that, I hope you get all of the candy that you can possibly get or whatever it is that you are looking for. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.